Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder of Miracle Night, where fun, family, health, and wellness are one. I'm an author, educator, speaker, nurse, fitness trainer, TV and radio show host, and passionate about healthy living. Today's topic is healthy and happy. We're going to continue there with the subcategories of exercise, physical activity, fitness and sports, sunshine, and breathing. What a combination of actions, yet all of them truly belong under Get Healthy Now. Before I start stimulating your synapses to fire, I am going to give you a definition of each action or noun above so all of us are on the same wavelength. Is that all right? Good. And before I forget, at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you where you can go and get your free gift just for listening. Okay, to make it simple, I have chosen the definitions from the Webster's Dictionary. Exercise. Keep active or busy, bodily or mental exertion for the sake of training or improvement. To put through exercises or forms of practice or exertion designed to train, develop, or keep in condition. Physical activity or physical education. A course of athletic training and hygiene to develop and care for the body, generally a part of a school program. Remember when I talked about the cholesterol rising after 20? That's because people usually are out of school and they don't have a scheduled activity program anymore. For fitness, it's a course of action from which we benefit. And sports are described as diversion, amusement, or recreation, a pleasant pastime, a pastime pursued in an open air or having an athletic character like hunting, fishing, racing, baseball, bowling, wrestling, or whatever else there comes to mind. I don't think that it's necessary to give you a definition for sunshine and breathing. I'm positive that we all know what this means. Well, I want to go back to exercise, fitness, and all that stuff real quick and stress that this does not mean you have to buy an expensive membership and do heavy-duty weightlifting or competitive sports or things like that. Just activities for yourself on a daily basis up to 20 to 30 minutes is good. And of course, with everything that we do, it's very important to do it in moderation. That is one of my keywords. If you listen to previous talk shows from me, moderation is the key to success, to health, or to whatever you name it. Well, that's the case here, definitely here. So I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever tried to exercise outdoors when it's 85 to 100 degrees Fahrenheit? If so, you'll know it's difficult because, that's right, heat makes breathing difficult. It makes us thirsty and we get tired faster. Adding to that are the effects from the sunshine, which we so appreciate most of the time. So, as I said, under the exercise category, we don't need to go to any expensive things. I just want to mention a few, and there is not any particular reason, just to give you some feedback. If you're elderly and you're a female, or mid-age female, you don't like anybody else watching you to exercise, especially not men, Curves is a wonderful place to go. They have full body workouts and it is absolutely amazing. I personally go to one of the Curves here in Long Beach and it's on 4th Street, and I really love the trainers, the owner, the members. It's all like a big family, but we do actually really exercise. LA Fitness is another great place if you want to do different things. That's worth it. So is 24 Hour Fitness. Gold's Gym, I consider more as a hardcore gym. So that's only if you really want to be serious and maybe prepare for a show, a bodybuilding show or something like that. That's all right. But for our purpose, you don't need any of these things. You just need to do something that stimulates your body, that stimulates your brain, and puts you in motion to do something. All right, back to the example that I just gave you with the 85 to 100 degrees Fahrenheit. The heat makes breathing difficult. It makes us thirsty and get tired faster. And what happens when we're tired? We get injured. So we don't want to do that. That's why I stress moderation. However, being outside in the sunshine means more than just hydration and protection from the UVA and UVB rays. Just be careful what type of sunscreen you are using. Read the labels, as there are several sunscreens out there that cause cancer rather than simply protecting your skin from aging and burning. Yes, that's actually where the UVA comes from, and the UVB, the A for aging and the B for burning. One thing we should never forget is to warm up and then cool down before and after exercising. This reduces muscle pains, injuries, and it makes you feel better. Also, hydrating before exercising is important. Preparing mentally and physically while warming up so we can then focus on the exercise, the sport, the fitness class we're taking. Do you feel different when you exercise indoors versus outdoors? My question is, why would you? Well, the air is different. The humidity is different. The temperature is different. Therefore, or the circumstances or the terrain, everything is a little bit different. Therefore, yes, there is a difference. Now I'm going to ask you, why is breathing correctly so important when exercising, more so than when we just go about our day? Why do I say breathing correctly? Is there a wrong way to breathe? Most people are happy when they just get enough air so they can function during the day. Let me give you an example. When I get nervous, anxious, scared about anything, I can feel my heart starting to race and my breath become shorter and shorter, almost getting me into hyperventilation. When I realize that, I stand up, spread my feet about shoulder width, loosen up my arms, bend down, take a deep breath, and while coming up with my arms to the point where they touch, stretched out above my head, then I slowly breathe out while lowering my arms again. I do this 3 to 5 times in a row and then feel relaxed and much calmer again. That's what I've been doing when I went to the doctor. And usually, you know, white coat syndrome, blood pressure goes up. And I usually tell the nurse, hold on, I need 3 deep breaths and then you can take my blood pressure. And lo and behold, I'm actually able to lower my blood pressure 10 to 20 points, depending on how well I focus on it. Now, the important point here is to inhale, that the diaphragm expands, helping you take control of your breathing. Try it. Put one of your hands on your belly, just below the breasts, and take a deep breath. Do you feel how it expands and the belly comes out? Then release your breath slowly and you can feel how the belly shrinks again. That is the correct way to breathe. When you breathe and your chest moves up and down, that is not deep breathing. That's shallow breathing, and it doesn't work for singing or playing a wind instrument. We need the air where we can regulate the flow, and that's why we breathe with a diaphragm. I'm sure you've heard some singers hold a tone for what sounds like an eternity for us, but they can only do that because they're really controlling their breath with their diaphragm. All right. So when exercising, inhale when rising your arms or raising your arms, and exhale when lowering your arms. That means on the power stroke of the movement, you exhale, and on the come down to the starting position, you inhale. Like with a bench press, picture yourself having 100, 150, 200 pounds on the 44-pound bar that's there. Then add some free weights and bench press. When you push up, you breathe out. You go, and then when you come down, you inhale. And this way, your diaphragm works perfectly, and it protects your inner organs and everything else while pushing so hard. All right. Can you see how important it is to breathe correctly? Have you ever thought about it previously to today? Or did you just breathe because that's something we do? One trick I found out in the last few months. Oh, I told you that with a doctor already. Yeah, that's true. I mean, three times breathing deeply and the arms below, and then inhale and raise the arms above your head, touch them, and then put your palms out and go down slowly to inhale again. What a big difference that makes. So this is actually quite an interesting part here. I just touched on a few things, gave you the definitions, told you what's important about it. And again, moderation is the key. And if you want to try something that I'm telling here that is good for me or good for others that I know, it might not be good for you. So please do yourself a favor and check with your doctor first, just to be safe and sound. In this short segment, we have seen that exercise, physical activity, fitness and sports, sunshine and breathing belong under the category of get healthy now. I hope this has opened your eyes in some ways, and you will remember to breathe correctly from now on and forever. It's for your benefit, for your health, and for your well-being. At the beginning, I mentioned a free gift to you. It's a free e-booklet with lots of great information about living healthy and maybe a bit greener. Go to thomson.inagicweb.com. That is thomson.inagicweb.com. And download that free e-booklet. You can click around the whole page and see what else there is. They show you things in the house, in the garden, with pets, with your skin, with your hair. And that makes all a great difference. Just check it out. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact me. I'm Denise Thompson, founder of Mickle Knight, where fun, family, health, and wellness are one. And my contact information is dythomson@micklenight.com. That's micklenight.com. My phone number is 562-335-4956. And I say goodbye until next week, and stay empowered.